The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Women of Vision show. I am Haley Clandenning, and I am super excited to be launching our first show here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And I'm here tonight with our founder of Women of Vision, amongst some other guests, but Maryse Brown.
Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
My beautiful co-host. I'm so excited. So, yes, it is our first show, and we are so excited to be here. We want to give you a little bit of information about who we are at Women of Vision and just kind of tell you who we are, and then we'll get right into it and interview our beautiful guests. I'm not going to share just yet, but
it's a treat.
It is. Woo. It is. So, Maryse, tell us about your vision. Tell us about Women of Vision.
Well, Women of Vision to me is a community of women fostering collaboration, connection, and sisterhood, and empowering each other and helping each other succeed and learn and grow and just self-improvement, personal development, just all of that good stuff.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. The group has been around for, what, 3 years now? 2 years?
Almost 3 years, yes.
I was going to say, it's been a while now. So we have been doing a podcast previously, and we've been doing some recordings. So, you know, we're not new to the game, but we're new to the game here at KCNR.
That's right, our new home.
Yeah, so we're very, very excited, and I just want to say for the ladies, too, that don't have small businesses and or anything like that, I joined this group because I just needed some sisterhood. So that's my favorite part about Women of Vision. And we are just an amazing group of ladies. If you have businesses that you want to, build, if you just want to make new connections, learn how to, maybe make the leap to starting a business. Amongst many other things. That's what Women of Vision is about for me.
So. Yeah, I hear that a lot because there's a lot of women that don't have a business and they are just looking for a connection. Maybe they're a stay-at-home mom or they're college students, but they want like an outside community aside from their friends or their close friends, and they just want to kind of go out of their comfort zone and learn from other women who are making a difference in the community or want to make a difference in the community.
Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely amazing. So I just wanted to let everyone know that you don't have to be a business owner to be a part of this amazing tribe of ladies, because we really are just about empowering and uplifting each other and in many, many ways. So tonight we're sitting down, our first interview, I'm so excited, with Ashley Knight and Jazzy. I feel like I'm going to butcher it. And they are the co-owners of Lit From Within. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much. We are so excited and so grateful to be here and celebrate with you ladies.
You guys are really like the perfect, I feel like, beginning interview, you know what I mean, for our show to bring you in here, because you guys just recently went through a bit of revamping, I guess you could say, yourselves with your business.
Whole world transformation.
You're not new to the business by any means, but you've definitely revamped it.
It feels like we're brand new.
Does
definitely,
it?
Yeah, it does. It feels like a whole new world, and it's so beautiful. And we're so honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about you guys. It was Brahma Shanti previously.
Yep.
So you guys have been in business for how long?
About 4 years.
Has it been that long already? Okay, that's fantastic.
Wow.
So tell us a little bit about what it is that you guys do before we dive into why you chose to rebrand a bit.
Yes! Oh my gosh. Okay, so Lit From Within is really, I would say we're a lifestyle brand. Along with dance, yoga, and fitness, we focus on everything health, beauty, and wellness. Everything just to support and keep you inspired on your journey in life.
And our mission since day one, even though we were under a different name, has always been to have a place for people to come and learn and become better versions of themselves, the best versions of themselves, whether they're teaching at our studio or whether they're taking a class or coming to get a service. We just wanted everyone to leave feeling lit.
Yes. And and the name, ultimately, it was such a challenge to rename it. And we went through hundreds of names, and we finally decided to just kind of meditate on the feeling that people get when they come and share the space with us. And the definition of lit means to be illuminated and ignited from within. So, you know, whether that be through yoga, our dance classes, again, just tribe and connection, you find like-minded people who, they're just so inspiring. And I think, a mantra for our business is definitely impact. So we're making an impact on a small level, but we know that ripples out into the world. Same as Women of Vision, your guys' growth has just been phenomenal. So.
Aww. Yeah. I love it.
I do too. So tell us a little bit more. I mean, we really did kind of just jump right in.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit more about what it is that you guys do at Lit From Within. Because you guys have, you're very multifaceted ladies. Mm-hmm.
We do. We have a lot of moving parts. So in Studio A, we have our organic skin treatments, which it was originally designed to hydrate and nourish your skin.
It's amazing, and by the way. I had to interject. Because I had one of those tans, girl, right before I went on vacation. And it was fantastic.
So on our journey of yoga and becoming moms and all of this, we wanted to find just better options, like the most healthy options for everything. Because when we became moms, we kind of put our self-care aside. And we went pretty far down the other road. We like to say we lost our swag.
Yeah.
And,
but we got swaggier.
Yeah. We gained so much though, you know, becoming mothers, you know, none of it mattered what we, our outside appearance, but then we started to kind of spiral down and not feel like the best versions of ourselves. And then we found yoga and then the organic skin treatments. And then it just blossomed into a million moving parts. So
that's really cool. Have you guys always been, into the organic lifestyle, even before you had children?
No.
Okay.
I would say the journey started for me when I was about 18, and I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, and I think I was just able to turn that crisis into opportunity. And thank goodness that my body sent me all of those messages and awareness and that clarity, because the path just illuminated itself. I was ready to heal. And so I went on this journey, and I think, instead of going wide, I've always been going wide my whole life and trying to cover as much ground as possible. But now, in this moment, the depth is where the meaning is for us. So we are trying to go less far and wide, and just more into the quality and the depth and the richness of really each moment.
Yeah. And she's a researcher too. So I'm just like, let's do it. And she's just like, no, pump your brakes. Like, let's research, do it. But me, the organic lifestyle came when I met my husband, my partner now. We've been together for 10 years now. And I moved away to college right when we met. And he came to visit me and he looked in my fridge.
Okay. We're going to hear a little bit more about that here coming up quick. We are coming into a little commercial break, so we'll be hearing a little bit more about the fridge.
The suspense.
Everybody wants to know what's in somebody's fridge, right? Don't ask me on a Thursday, okay? But yeah, after a quick little commercial break, we'll get back into it, and we'll hear about more how you got into that lifestyle. So
thank you.
This is so fun. I'm so excited, you guys.
Having
and we are live, you guys. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Women of Vision show, our maiden voyage. I've been referencing a lot of, like, sailor stuff today. I'm not
like
sure
it.
Why.
Like
but we're here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we have been talking with the lovely Ashley Knight and Jazzy Mahana.
Mahana.
Why? I just feel like the H needs to be silent, and it's not. Mahana. The co-owners of Lit From Within. And we were just talking about the refrigerator.
The fridge.
People. Yeah.
Well, how I got how I got into the organic lifestyle. My now husband came to visit me at my college apartment, and he looked in my fridge, and he's like, wow. Like, he just learned so much about me by looking in my fridge. Good thing he was already in love with me.
I was going to say, no one should ever learn anything about someone from their college fridge.
So he took me, there was just barely anything in there, and he took me to my first organic grocery food store, and I'm like, I can have organic chocolate chip cookies. Okay, I'm sold. So
what
since
a good man.
Then, and then it's just progressed and progressed over the years, so.
I was going to say, like, I feel like for some reason, the what you guys exude, I feel like you've been these, you know, holistic, natural, organic ladies for, like, your whole life.
I was raised on cereal and microwave, anything microwavable.
So.
Yeah, seriously, could have fooled me.
Right? I'm telling you. So, obviously, that had an impact on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before you had children.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did having children, I mean, that obviously put it into a whole nother gear for you guys.
Yes.
Oh, you want to go? Gosh, it transforms everything.
On a DNA level, just transformation, just mind, body, spirit. It's like, now that I have two, I'm like, I look around and I'm like, how did I get so blessed? You know, it's just, I was leading a very almost, for lack of better words, you know, selfish life, you know, and then they just opened my eyes to so much more. And they make me accountable, which is pretty amazing. And like, whoa, mind blowing sometimes.
Yes.
Just makes everything better.
And to be able to invest in them every day is such a blessing, and to lead by example. I was always asked that question as a kid. How do we lead? How do we lead?
Mm-hmm.
We lead by example. So it's one thing to tell our kids something. It's another to live it and show them that on a moment-by-moment basis through challenging circumstances, through the good, the beautiful, the bad, the scary. All of it.
The day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the dentist today, guys.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I got a perfect report.
Ooh, good job.
Those are something. That's something I can take back to my stepson, and I'm like, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Mom's got great teeth, so you got to go brush them.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, Jazzy, that's a good point, too. Parenting is leadership.
Mm.
And looping back to that, I mean, yeah, being a woman and being a business owner, being a mom, I know we hear the word balance a lot. Me personally, I don't like that word, but like I think I had a really good friend say, like, how do you live, how do you see, like, a whole life, like, a holistic life, but a harmonious life? Like, how do you put that all together? Because I'm sure, like, some of our listeners are, you know, going through the same challenges. Maybe they see it as a roadblock, but really it's a great challenge to undertake, especially if you're, like, you know, if you're in this leadership role with your kids and with your business. So how do you ladies, like, I don't want to say balance, but how do you live this whole life?
I agree with you. I have taken balance out of my vocabulary. For me, it doesn't resonate because it's something I was seeking for my whole life and I never found it because it's counterbalance. It's life. As soon as you get it balanced, it teeter-totters. So for me, just you touched on it, harmony is something I can align with. And you taught me so much, actually, when we were celebrating on your 40th birthday. And I had mentioned the word hustle. And you had a recommendation for me to take that word out of my vocabulary.
I think I cornered her, actually.
I loved it. I loved every second.
I was like, I usually don't give people advice, Jazz, but...
Girl, yes, I was so open. And you know what? That's changed my life. So my mantra now is align, align, align. Instead of hustle, hustle, hustle. You know?
She's good with that, too. Mm-hmm. She also told me that the word busy is not a...
Busy.
She doesn't like the word busy.
Purposeful.
That's a great one. Yeah. See? Vocabulary is a beautiful thing.
Which goes back just to the power that we all possess, that it's untapped. We all have this unlimited potential for greatness within us. Just very few of us tap into it. So that's part of our business, why we're here. We want you to tap into your unlimited potential, whatever that is. If it's you being the most amazing mother and friend, if it's you starting your own business, if it's you traveling the world and, I don't know, starting your own travel show, whatever your heart calls to, just the space and the reflection within, getting that clarity of your visions and your goals and your dreams. This is a very temporary life. Just being grateful for every moment.
That's beautiful because actually you already knew the answer before I said it, because you girls were already in the process of recreating, and I think that's what it was, like your old business, and then now you recreated it, and what you did was you aligned yourself, you know, to what was really truly was already in your heart.
That's what I was going to ask too, is like what brought about the rebranding for you guys, like why after having a business for the years that you've had it, like what made you want to realign your vision? And I'm also curious, what kind of tools did you guys use to bring your vision to life?
Great question.
So we're all just trying to learn over here.
So many layers. So many layers. We just hit a point in our business where honestly we weren't aligned fully and we felt it. And we're like, something needs to change because this isn't vibing, aligning, thriving, you know, like we are now. So it was kind of an unspoken thing that we decided to do, and then it just started manifesting. But we both knew it was time for a change. And I think the wall between Studio A and Studio B put a wall mentally behind, you know,
it was
like two businesses. It's a wall. And we're like, no, we have this whole beautiful one business, you know, so it just made sense.
Okay. Yeah. So what did you guys do? Did you vision board? Did you...
Jazzy loves vision boards.
So do I.
Me too.
I love them.
I have them in my head. I haven't actually put them on paper, but I do have them in my head, and then she creates on a board.
Because I'm sure that there's plenty of people, you know, that are listening tonight who've had those thoughts, you know, of like, oh, I'd really love to start this business, but how do I put into effect what I'm thinking and visualizing?
Make a list.
Meditation.
A strategy must have been done. You know, rebranding is kind of like a no-no for a lot of, especially if you're well-established.
It can be a downfall for a lot of people.
It has changed everything for the better. And honestly, we make a list, and then we check everything off, then we make another list, and we're like, are we going to be done after this list? No, we're just going to make another list. But we have struggled, you know, we're harmonious now, but your previous question was, how did you find the harmony? And just not going too far now. We take our list and we actually like check it off. We get it done and we check it off, and then we make our next list.
So kind of like you were saying, instead of being so broad,
mm-hmm.
very yes. much narrowing in yes. on the specific mm-hmm. and focusing on that aspect and
yes.
then moving
getting
forward.
It done and then moving forward.
Yeah. I want to know what makes you girls lit.
Ooh.
Girl. Connection.
I'm like, you came up with the name, so you must be feeling lit.
connection, I would say, is really, is of the utmost value. Connection and impact for us
mm-hmm.
makes us lit. Obviously, our family, life itself,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
just getting to enjoy this beautiful planet for however little or however long we have.
Being here on planet Earth, spinning, rotating balls, suspended yes. in outer space.
Yes.
Breathing. Here. Just being here. Like, I am so just happy to be here. And there's been times in my life where that was taken for granted. You know what I mean? It's just the next moment, next errand, next whatever. But literally, I just stop. Or, mm-hmm. I'm playing with my kids or just anything, and I'm inhaling. I am exhaling. Literally slowing it down, being present.
And we just
what makes me lit.
I was about to say that. Mm, yeah.
I love mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Marie's just shared a video with me earlier today that was about, I'm going to totally butcher her name, Sana.
Oh, me too.
Anyways.
Me too.
She's an actress, and she sent me this little video, and it was about being present. And, and she talked about how she had anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And she had never had anxiety before. Very mm-hmm. strong
mm-hmm.
woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then started having anxiety attacks. And a lot of it came from being present.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future. Just being present in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she shared some, I think, like an advice that one way to be present is put away your phone.
Yes.
And I think she said, like, naturally, as humans, we're not supposed to be looking into people's lives. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be paying attention to our mm-hmm. lives.
And not mm-hmm. comparing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not comparing. Because what did he say? Comparison
the
is a
thief
of joy.
As we actually said that the other day, and we like to just say every now and then, the grass is greener on the other side. No, you know, the grass is greener where you water it, whether that's your heart, your soul, your family. So, yeah, stop looking outward. Put your phone away and just be present. It's honestly changed my life. I grew up with horrible anxiety. You know,
really?
I couldn't even look at anyone in the eye. I would turn beet red anytime anyone talked to me from age probably about 5 to 14. And which I'm so glad it did happen. Because
I would have never thought that.
Because I'm here right mm-hmm. now. I wouldn't be here right now if I was this outgoing person as a kid. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have learned the things that I've learned.
What a beautiful moment.
Though. She's an amazing yoga teacher. You
oh,
guys.
My God.
Thank
like,
you.
I go to her classes, and I always feel so vibrant and alive after that.
I feel dead.
I can't talk.
Like, because she works you. Like, live and alive and vibrant in my spirit, but my body's dead. Dead. Booty is
I guess
like,
it depends on what class you come to, which class
it does.
It does.
We have quite a few.
But I'm so passionate about sharing that with people, because when I learned how to consciously breathe, and hey, my breath can go all the way down into my belly, just not right into my chest. I have all this capacity for this big, beautiful breath. And your breath honestly connects you and grounds you, and that helps you be present. So once you learn how to breathe correctly, it will change your life. And I just want to share that with as many people as I can, just teach people how to breathe.
Oh my gosh, breathing and meditation has been like a whole new world for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never struggled with anxiety or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
and I've always been a very outgoing person,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
it's interesting for me to also be able to see how much it can benefit and change how I feel
mm-hmm.
in a present moment. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you listen to her voice, how soothing it is. Like, she'll do that in a class and be like... If you're wandering off, it's okay. Come back around. And you know that's me, the one wandering off.
It's okay, me too.
Thank you.
But we'll definitely be getting back into it. I want to know a little bit more about the classes that you guys
mm-hmm.
offer and the services that you guys also offer in both of your studios.
Mm-hmm.
We are coming up on another little commercial break.
Like
I'm getting
it.
Used to that.
I
sorry.
Like
I'm like, this is all so new.
You make
so.
It sound good.
I know. She does, doesn't she?
Guys. But yeah, here shortly, we'll be coming back, the Women of Vision show, talking about the different services that our beautiful Lit From Within ladies have to offer. And if you guys want to call in, we are live right now at 605-4567. If you have any questions for these beautiful gals, please give us a call. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Enjoy the commercial break, and we'll be back shortly.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere, Ag, and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we are sitting down with the beautiful ladies from Lit From Within. Did good until then.
Fabulous, girl. Doing fabulous.
Jazzy and Ashley, you guys have been fantastic. We were just kind of talking a little bit about, wholeness, your business, background. I just want to know a little bit more about what we're getting into.
Okay.
You know, I want to come do some yoga. Actually, before we get there, I'm curious what got you guys into yoga. How'd you get there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got there after my first son was born. I was having some postpartum, just a little bit of depression, and I knew, like, I always have this feeling that there's something more. There's something more. And I've taken yoga classes in the past, and just something sparked it. And I looked online, and I asked my husband, I said, what do you think? And he's just always encouraging, like, so encouraging of everything. And about personal growth. He's a gem. Good parents. And So he said yes, and then I went and just transformed. It was a six-month program, and day three into it, it was 5 hours away, too, so it was a journey for me to travel once a month for 6 months away from my baby. He was 2.5.
It's intense, too.
It's intense. Day three, I was a new person. After all that meditation and movement, I had all the old trauma and whatever I was holding on to deep in my bones just had lifted. And I sobbed. I cried.
I was just going to say, how emotional was that?
I just couldn't. We were at lunch. I was with all these new people. It was day three. And I said, I have to go. And I went out on the balcony and I just sobbed uncontrollably. And then after, I felt so light. I felt like I could fly. And it was the lightness of my heart and in my body that all the trauma, all the trauma from childhood and past relationships or whatever, past lives I was holding on to was gone.
It was a release.
So powerful. Mm-hmm. That is very difficult. I have never gone through that teacher training, but one of my best friends, shout out Kaylee, what's up, Lou?
Hey.
She went through the training too. And I mean, we message every day and she would be telling me very similar things that like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that this is something that affected me for my whole life. Like, it very much unearths a lot of emotion.
Yes, it does.
And that's beautiful, though, because then you do get to become your best self or a better version of yourself.
And the stuff that comes up is not always pretty, and it can come out in anger or different ways. So I always encourage people when they are meditating, you're not always going to come out on the other side a light, fluffy rainbow. You might lash out at someone close to you, but be aware of it and then release it right then. Don't push it down. Don't keep doing it. You know, you
feel the moment and let it go.
Let it go.
That's such good advice.
It's going to bring it up.
I'm learning that still.
It's so good.
What about you, Jazzy? What brought you to yoga?
We had very similar paths, actually, finding and discovering yoga. And yoga translates to union. So for me,
does it? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I did not know that.
It literally means union.
I learned that from them.
Soul and body. Union. And it does, and it's union with our most authentic self. Yes. But my journey started with yoga really talking to the universe and asking for an answer. I was ready. I was ready to heal. I was ready to let go of the trauma. And just like her, I mean, I had awakenings. I had so much released through just the practice and the art of feeling it. You have to feel it in order to heal it. And so often we want to feel pleasure and we want to avoid pain. And that's totally natural. However, if those triggers are coming up for you and it causes a disturbance, I mean, we owe it. It's just honor to ourselves to look at it.
Pay it the attention.
Yes, pay it the attention, and it's there to serve you. It really is that crisis into opportunity mentality, that this is not happening to us. This is happening for us. And when you can just shift your mindset and perspective, there are so many gifts within the process.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And it's so true because we're all just works in progress and discovering different folds of ourselves and how to be better versions of ourselves. And that's something that I've gotten more into in the last few years as well, as yoga and meditation is, I had a really hard time for a long time. Like I was that chick in yoga that was like, I don't like
Savasana. You're opening your eyes.
I'm gonna pronounce that wrong too.
I know, right?
No, yeah. I'm like, do we have to lay here for 5 minutes? Like, I have stuff to do. But that's my favorite part of yoga now, because that's my quiet time and that's my reflection. And I love setting my intention at the beginning of my practice and really letting it all go. And I just think that's, I don't know, it's very beautiful. I want to know what you guys want to tell women who think they can't do yoga.
Ooh. Anyone who can't do yoga, I want to ask, have you tried it?
That too.
No, because a lot of people tell me I can't do yoga, and then I ask, we're talking, and I find out that they've never actually tried it.
That's what I was thinking. So, there's a lot of ladies who are like, oh, I can't, yoga's not for me. I can't do yoga.
Yoga is for every body, literally. Everybody. Whether you are in a wheelchair and can't use your legs, there is some aspect of yoga. Like for anybody, no matter what size, shape, anybody, flexibility level. Some people tell me I'm not flexible enough to go to yoga, and that's why you go to yoga.
Yeah.
You gotta go to yoga. And then
raise your hand over there.
I'm not flexible. That's why I go to yoga.
Yoga is for everybody, but it's really not the message. It's the messenger. So maybe sometimes I'm not the right messenger, like with my family, you know. Maybe they don't always hear what I'm saying or need to hear it from someone else, too, no matter what the message is.
I was just curious about that because I've had a few friends and, like, you know, bless your heart, mama, I'm bringing you up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that think that yoga is something that's maybe out of their realm or they're not fit enough to do yoga. And I always... I'm like, no.
It is. It's really about your spine and people... it's about your mind and your spine, you know, if they want to get into the physical parts of it. We are so, I'm like, let's go to the gym, lift some weights, which that's great. But yoga is really focused on the healthiness of your spine. So if you have a healthy spine, you will have a healthy life. We are working constantly counteracting gravity. So gravity is always trying to pull us down. You see, when people get older, they're hunched over. That's them letting gravity take over. So it is very reversible. A lot of spine issues are very reversible. And no matter what age you are, I think there's like an over 80-year-old woman who just started yoga. It's viral, you know, online, but it's beautiful to watch her journey.
Yes.
Of where she's hunched over and then she starts doing yoga a couple months later. She's like heart open, tall spine, beautiful. Mm. So making peace with gravity is what yoga is doing.
Yep. No more excuses, y'all.
No.
80 years old. She's doing yoga. Mm-hmm. No excuses. That's fantastic. And that's so beautiful. It really, really is. I am a little bit curious. We only have a couple minutes before our next commercial break. But how did y'all meet?
That's my favorite story.
Mine too. Okay, so then maybe we wait till after the commercial break to tell it.
Yeah.
We don't want to compress it. But I just... Again, I love what. So, what kind of classes then?
Okay.
Let's segue to something else.
What I want to know about what she's doing in
do
the
we
studio.
Have to offer?
Yeah. And I just have to
not
say,
just yoga, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Jazzy is not only a great meditation teacher. She taught me everything I know before we even got training. How to be present. Like she is just naturally a present person, and it's beautiful. But she is an amazing dancer, an amazing dance teacher.
Yo.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get closer to that mic.
I know. I'm just going to shimmy up here.
Tell us what you got to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my gosh. We have so much variety, and I would say the consistency within all of it is just the enrichment that our teachers provide with their passion and their love, obviously, and their knowledge of what they're doing. But we have every style of yoga. We have hot yoga classes. We have the yoga swing, again, making peace with gravity, working with spinal decompression, phenomenal for athletes. We've worked with, recovered quadriplegics on it. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal tool that is very underused, but it's basically like self-manipulation of the spine. So you can be your own chiropractor in there. Yes, we have lab. So we have legs, abs, and booty. So any of you out there, 2020, getting your J-Lo booty on, this is the class for you.
Yes, it is. It's only 40.
All I want to do.
It's 45 minutes, and it is so powerful.
Twice a week, yeah.
We've been so consistent with our unlimited membership at Lit. We're really excited
about
it.
Yeah, we both have an unlimited membership.
But it has been so powerfully, so powerfully transformative. And I would say for me, beyond the physical, is my mindset. Like, what the practice does for me is such a mental, spiritual, emotional thing. I have clarity of vision. I have creativity. I have productivity beyond. I have energy levels that are infinite. And I so often used to make the excuse that I didn't have time, that I was so busy running this business that I forgot about myself. And the more time and space that I make for myself, the more I get done. The more productive I am, the stronger my relationships are. I'm decisive. I mean, we know it's just this beautiful alignment and this unfolding and this flow rather than having to wade through the forest. Like the path is illuminated for us and that comes through vibing, aligning and thriving.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Jazz. Perfect timing too. which we'll get back when we later. But I do have a question about, you know, New Year's resolutions and people getting fit and sticking to it.
Yes. Ooh, I have some good stuff on that.
So,
more classes, too, so we can touch on that when we come back.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. I love it. It's just, you guys are so beautiful, and the energy that you bring is just absolutely amazing. And I just really encourage anyone who has not been to any of their classes, please, please do yourself a favor and check it out, because it's not only going to be physically beneficial for you, but it's going to be mentally beneficial. And they're just absolutely beautiful souls. So make sure to come back here after the commercial break to the Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we are sitting down here with Ashley and Jazzy. And we were kind of picking up on what your guys' classes offer, what all you cover.
Yes. So I think we talked about the yoga. We also have Pilates, life-changing. The class is amazing, amazing teacher. We have hip-hop for kids, hip-hop for adults, kids yoga. We have a dance blend fusion class, which is beautiful, tribal. We also have kids glow-in-the-dark birthday parties, adult glow-in-the-dark birthday parties, dance. Oh, my.
Incorporate family so much. Kids. That's huge.
Well, we always talk about, like, why are we doing this? Because of our kids.
That's a perfect question. You know, why are you doing
this? That's a big part of it.
I ask.
You know, they are a big part of why we do everything we do. And we love having, we have 16 kids classes a month, and for toddlers up to, you know, any age, 0 to 100. You know what I mean? Whatever age you are, we have a class for you. Mm. And we love having, we have a specific kids membership as well, which is really beautiful. So
that's amazing. There's not a lot of places that offer anything like that. Mm-hmm. They want you to leave your kids at home.
Yeah.
Or there's like a kids club at the gym, you know what I mean, that you drop them off in.
You know, I can't ever leave my kids at home. They're with me at work quite a bit, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I wonder how many other people have
that's
this
beautiful.
Too.
Little they always wave at me. Training. Yeah. They always wave at me at the window.
Right.
Bye. Aww. I love it.
Beautiful.
So I kind of wanted to round back to how y'all ladies met.
Okay.
Because you guys seem like sisters. Like, no joke. I just feel kind of like you
both
have
sisters.
This. Yes, you definitely are.
There was an immediate, like, it was just very compelling. And you know when you meet souls on the earth and there's just this instant connection, almost like you have known each other for a long time. Like, I already knew her. It was funny, she was going to her baby shower buying food, and I was like, Mom, this is really weird, but I feel like I should be at her baby shower. Like, I don't know this girl. This is crazy. Like, I just felt this, like, super deep,
no joke,
raw.
No. You didn't even know her and just met her at a grocery store?
Wait a minute. We were both pregnant.
Both pregnant. She was
my
the
Lord.
Most radiant being of light I'd ever seen. She had so much light just beaming from her. I was just like, oh, my gosh. She was like an angel. You're programmed as Ashley Angel in my phone, too. So
it
still
to
this day, like, she is Angel.
Yes. Oh, my God. We were both two pregnant, 4 months apart. So I had my first son, and then 4 months later, she had her son. And right when we met, it was just instant. I feel like I've known her
it was
forever.
Kismet.
And the location where you met?
Orchard Nutrition.
Oh,
and
are
then
you?
That's why we opened up. That's a big part of the reason why we opened it up right there, our studio.
P.S. Let everyone know really quick where you guys are located.
Oh,
not to
yes.
totally digress, but
yes.
Since you brought it up.
Yeah, we are over by Park Marina where Orchard Nutrition is. So it's 2447 and 2449 Athens Avenue in Redding, California.
Yes.
Okay, so you met at a grocery store.
We did.
And
you, know
did you literally just, like, approach her?
Yeah,
she did.
I do. I have that
Were
issue.
You like, who is this psycho lady talking to me right now?
I was like, no, I was just, she, from day one, I have not always, like, the last couple years, or since I've known her, actually, I've had more female amazing relationships than ever. Like, before, I'm like, oh, I just have guy friends. That's just the type of girl I am. No, sorry. That was my insecurity. Not wanting to be around strong, powerful women.
Mm. I've always been a guy's girl myself.
Yeah, so, but when I first met her, she immediately taught me, like, she's always bringing up other women since day one. And I'm like, wow, she's so gorgeous. Like, but she's talking about other women, any woman, and bringing them up and just always positive and encouraging other women. And I'm like, okay. I want to hang out with her.
Yeah, Jess is so cool like that. Like, she showed up at our first Women of Vision meeting.
Yes, she did.
And honestly, when you talk about glow and illuminating, like, you were that to me, too. Like, our first meeting. And I think you were just, like, so, like, present, grounded, and just yourself. Like, I know we use this word a lot, authentic, but you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just, like, out of everybody, like, was different, the way you spoke, the way you
she carries herself.
Yeah, the way you carried yourself, and you're just so real and raw, and I loved it. And she embraced us, and I'm like, thank you for
thank
coming.
Thank you, Leon.
And she's still here, you guys,
that.
So I must be doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you absolutely are, Marie.
You're going to be the second angel programmed into my phone.
I'm going to be angel number 3.
Yes. Oh, we are Charlie's angels together, girls. Yes, please. Yes.
Speaking of glowing, too, I just have to point out our Sarah girl, who is our YouTube vixen tonight. Mm. You're glowing.
Thank
though.
You, Sarah.
Yes, glowing.
Sure. And our videography ninja.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's fantastic. But I just think that it's so beautiful that your souls met. Obviously, it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
This whole situation has been planned in the universe much longer than we ever knew. And thank the Lord for all of us ladies that you guys did connect and do this. And create the business that you've created. Because actually, I don't know that I even told Marie's this, but I met Jazzy a while ago because my sister was getting physical therapy from her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister's a professional volleyball
you
player.
You did tell me.
Yes.
And so it was
amazing.
Just, well, and so it's Paul. Just whole, guys, I guess what we're trying to get at is you need to get to lit with from within. Like, you need to come see what exactly they're offering our community, because it's really a beautiful thing, and it's very different from a lot of the other studios that are here in town, and it's gorgeous. And I kind of want to know what your guys is, why you think that you're set apart from anyone else. Like, what makes you different? And then we'll figure out how to find you and go from there.
Yeah, I think the main thing is just the variety of the classes that we offer. We offer such a huge variety, from dance to yoga to Pilates, to the workshops, the glow-in-the-dark parties.
Which are amazing.
I did one.
Mm-hmm.
Magic.
Yeah, so I think for me, like, the difference, because I've been to a lot of yoga studios around here, and to me, it's like you two just have this synergy, and just it really is an instant connection and a community builder. I don't know, maybe.
That's beautiful.
I'm partial, but
thank you.
I feel the same way.
I don't just say things like that. But Jazzy, let's go back real quick. Like, I know we were talking about earlier about how we can maybe share some ideas or give some advice to some folks who has goals this year, to have realistic goals to stick to their fitness goals,
yes.
I know some people get in there to lose weight, but then after a while, it's, I don't know, they kind of lose the vision.
I would say know your why and consistency. So even if that means you showing up once a week, you promise yourself and you deliver. So I think setting yourself up for too much too fast can get a little dangerous. Mm-hmm. So whatever commitment you make to yourself, honor it. If it's once a week or twice a week, make sure that you show up.
Exactly. Jazz and I were talking about this earlier. We said commitment, mm-hmm. consistency, and completion. And don't set expectations too high. Just be consistent and complete it.
Even if it's 10 minutes of yoga. Mm-hmm. I remember just thinking, like, I had all these excuses, and if I could just, you know what, I don't want to do it. I don't feel like doing it. I feel like going with the excuse, but I'm going to show up, and I'm going to do the 10 minutes that I promised. And mm-hmm. within that 10 minutes, it is just, I'm like, why am I not here?
And then it builds.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Yes, investing in ourselves. So really, if it's 2 minutes to go breathe consciously outside, if it's a 5-minute walk, if it's a 10-minute yoga, just show up.
That's awesome, because, yeah, you're right. People complicate it when really it should be something so simple.
Yes.
Just simple. Keep it simple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Just keep a commitment to yourselves. We need it, yes. Y'all, by the way.
Yes.
That's one of my greatest downfalls, I feel, is that I give a lot to everyone else, and mm-hmm. I don't take care of mm-hmm. me all mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. And we all know that if you're not taking care of you, you cannot really give your best self to everyone else.
Yes.
So
find what you love, mm-hmm. whether it's a bike ride or it's yoga or a dance class. Find what you love mm-hmm. and do it.
Find what lights you up on fire.
Yes.
Right. What makes you lit.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. So ladies, how can we find you? Where do we find you? How can we figure out what classes that we need to attend? Because we need to go.
You can go to our website, litfromwithin.life. You can book online. All of our class pricing, all of our information is on there.
All the times and everything,
yep.
too.
Yep, class schedule. Easy. All of our services are on there. Skin treatments, the infrared sauna, the light mm-hmm. therapy. We have mm-hmm. natural teeth whitening. So really, essentially, anything that supports lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We also have amazing high-vibe supplements and a really delicious mm-hmm. beauty bar. It's so yummy in there.
Mm-hmm. It literally is a lifestyle wellness.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. And if you guys haven't checked it out, you definitely need to. And so, Maryse, we have a lot going on for Women of Vision. So what do we have upcoming?
A lot.
good thinking
start,
of it right now.
Yeah, a good start is to go to womenofvisionmovement.com. But, we have 6 different chapters, y'all. We're in Redding, Red Bluff, Mount Shasta, Ashland, Oregon, Los Angeles, Chico. If I forgot to name one, I'm sorry. In Redding, since we're in Redding, every second Tuesday, second Wednesdays, we meet at Cedar Crest for our social. Then we have our third Fridays, Vision Development. And two of our big projects coming up is a retreat in Puerto Vallarta on June 18th. 2020, and the Women's Success Summit on August 15th. And yours truly are one of the MCs here, Jazz and Ash. So,
and they
got honored.
They're amazing. They killed it last time. Yep. Just so y'all know.
We had a blast. We love microphones way too much, yes. I realized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys are so amazing. They are truly lit from within, okay? Also, make sure to tune in next week, you guys. We will have our guest, Jessie Baldwin. She is a health coach, and she's going to be in talking to us about all kinds of different good things. So make sure to tune in next week to the Women of Vision show, 6 to 7, bye, here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And thank you girls so much for sitting down with us tonight. And so our first show, Marie.
Thank you. We are so honored.
I'm so excited. So we hope to see you guys next week. Women of Vision, y'all.
Regional Medical Center.